Good afternoon, everyone. Brethren, you know, one of the global problems in the world today is a lack of leadership. Leaders today are not responsible. Countries around the world are suffering because of misguided leaders. Well, brethren, what is a leader? What do leaders do? What are the qualities of a good leader? Today, brethren, I want to share with you four important qualities of a good leader. That's the title of my sermonette, Qualities of a Good Leader. But before I speak on the qualities a good leader should have, let's first define the word leader. Just what is a leader? Well, a leader is defined as a person who has a clear sense of direction. A leader is a person who provides order in disorder situations. A leader is a pathfinder, a trailblazer, a risk taker. A leader promotes changes in an organization and provide opportunities for others to do something with their lives that is significant and worthwhile. A leader, brethren, is a person who cares enough to want to change circumstances that are hurting others. That's a leader. Now, let's view the qualities of a good leader. The first quality a good leader should have is love, godly love. And godly love, brethren, is loving all people. Godly love is the high esteem which God has for his human children, and the high regards which they, in turn, should have for him and other people. Love is one of God's attributes, and it is an essential part of his nature. It's important, brethren. Now, let's turn to John 3:16. John 3:16. John 3:16, it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Now let's turn to 1 John 4, and we'll read verse 10. 1 John 4:10. Verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atonement for our sin. Brethren, godly love is an attribute that is missing in the world today. Leaders today only think of themselves. They are not concerned about the well-being of people who are under their leadership. Another quality a good leader should have, brethren, is patience. Leaders today, brethren, don't demonstrate patience when it pertains to other people's feelings or needs. Most leaders are self-centered, mean, and they are cruel. However, a good leader is patient, kind, and long-suffering. Now let's turn to Galatians 5, and we'll read verse 22. Verse 22 shows some of God's attributes of patience. Verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering." That's patience, brethren. "Gentleness, goodness, faith." This isn't the same world, brethren, we grew up in many years ago. This is Satan's world to the very core. We live in a world today littered with misguided leaders. We live in a very troubled world. We are living in a world just as Paul described in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 5. Let's turn over there. 2 Timothy 3. And we'll read verses 1 through 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now turn to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, and we'll read verse 4. Verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Brethren, we live in Satan's world led by his misguided, blinded leaders. We are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where leaders don't demonstrate godly patience for all people because they have any natural affection. They don't have it, brother. Another quality a good leader should have is understanding. A good leader must be understanding. Brethren, today, leaders are not aware of other people's feelings. They don't exercise tolerance and they are not forgiving. They don't use good insight or good judgment. Because of misguided leaders, today, brethren, a person is guilty before they are even tried in a court of law. Now let's look at an example in the Bible of proper understanding and good judgment. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And we'll read verses 16 through 28. Now, brethren, in this story, you have three leaders. And King Solomon here, he has to make a very, very, very difficult decision. Let's pick up the story in verse 16. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman delivered also. And we were together there with no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. Just the two women's in the house, in other words. No one there with them. In verse 19. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. Maybe she accidentally laid on the child and smothered it to death. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child sup, to feed it, in other words, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. In other words, she looked very closely at the child. No, this is not my baby. Verse 22. And the other woman said, no, but the living is my son, and the dead is your son. And this said, and the other woman said, no, but the dead is your son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Verse 23. Then said the king, the one says, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other says, no, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. Verse 24. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other. Now, brethren, I want you to notice something about the real mother at this moment. Now, something is happening on the inside of the real mother at this moment. Let's read on. Verse 26. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her body was yearned. Brethren, can you feel the pain that she must have felt? She felt it in her bowels. It says, her body was yearned upon her son, and she said, oh my Lord, give her the baby, and in no wise slay it. But the other woman said, let it be neither mine nor hers, but divide it. In other words, cut it in half and give her one half and give me the other half. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof, the mother that yearned in her groins, in other words, or in her bowels. Verse 28, and all of Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do the judgment. Brethren, King Solomon, he knew that the woman, the real mother of the child, wouldn't have the baby killed. Instead, she would give up the baby to the other woman. And also, brethren, you see the love and understanding the real mother of the baby displayed. She chose to give the baby to the other mother rather than see the baby cut in half. In the world tomorrow, brethren, all people will be treated fair because Christ will be ruling with his saints. Christ and the saints will be understanding, and we'll be aware of other people's feelings. Under God's government in the world tomorrow, all of mankind will be judged the right way. You won't hear in the world tomorrow, oh yes, that's right, divide the baby in two. Cut it in half. Give her one half and give me the other half. Brethren, that will be gone forever. It will be a thing of the past. Death will have been swallowed up in victory, and we won't remember things like that anymore. Another quality a good leader should have, brethren, is vision. But just what is vision? Well, brethren, vision is defined as creating a mental picture of something that is not happening yet. Vision is standing back, brethren, from the everyday pressure of this old evil, satanic world that we live in, to think and to analyze the past, the present, and the future. Brethren, many leaders today don't have that quality, vision. Someone once said, when the blind leads the blind, they all fall in the ditch. Now let's read what God said. Come with me to Proverbs 29:18. What does God say about vision? Proverbs 29:18. In verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 29, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In conclusion, brethren, I believe that we are experiencing the decline of a super, super, super great nation. all because of misguided leaders. As we continue traveling this narrow, tough, difficult road to the kingdom of God, brethren, remember, a good leader should have, show, and express love, patience, understanding, and vision.